White House physician, Biden suffers from neuropathy in feet, stiffened gait. By Wendell Hasebo on February 29, 2024. President Joe Biden continues to suffer from neuropathy in his feet and a stiffened gait. White House physician Kevin O'Connor reported after the president's annual physical. The health challenges might explain why he struggles to remain upright. Biden tripped, tumbled, and stumbled at least 5 times in 2023. Peripheral neuropathy in feet. Peripheral neuropathy refers to any condition that affects the nerves outside your brain or spinal cord. This can happen for several reasons, from trauma to infections to inherited conditions. There are also many possible symptoms. Many causes, forms, or symptoms of this condition are treatable, but this can vary widely from person to person, according to the Cleveland Clinic. Stiff gait. Much of his stiffness is in fact a result of degenerative wear and tear, osteoarthritic changes, or spondylosis of his spine, a combination of significant spinal arthritis, post-fracture foot arthritis, and a sensory foot peripheral neuropathy of the feet are the explanation of his subtle gait changes, which I was investigating, O'Connor wrote. Dr. Mark Siegel, a professor of medicine at the George Washington University, suggested some link could exist between his physical health and his cognitive ability. Some neurologists have told me that this gateway, your feet are kind of glued to the floor, is more consistent with fluid on the brain or possibly not enough blood flow to areas of the brain, he told Fox News on Thursday. I'm not saying he has that, I haven't examined them. But we didn't see any imaging of the brain, MRI, and again, no cognitive testing. The American public is questioning his cognitive ability because of the frequent lapses he's had in memory, he added. A whopping 67% of voters believe Biden is too old to serve a second term, Quinnipiac polling found last week. The poll also asked voters if they thought he had the physical and mental fitness to serve another term as president. Physical fitness, 35% said yes, 62% said no. Mental fitness, 34% said yes, 64% said no. Several lawmakers previously demanded Biden take a cognitive test. Crooked Joe Biden must take a cognitive test, former President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social. Maybe that way we would be able to find out why he makes such terrible decisions. I took 2 of them, and aced them both, no mistakes. All presidents, or people wanting to become president, should mandatorily take this test. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.